Dear friends, today is like one of those days where we're talking about hard topics in Bible study. I want to encourage you to come to Bible study. We're talking about a really good series called Speaking the Truth in Love regarding some of the brothers and sisters in Christ that come from a different background than us and how we can care for them and love them into the family. And then today, I'm going to talk about marriage here this morning during my message. Dear friends in Christ, talking about marriage is kind of difficult. We're dismissive of talking about it. I think just right off the bat, I want to share reasons why we're dismissive of talking about marriage. For one, we probably all have a bad example in our own families. And some of you chuckle at that, but you know how it goes. One spouse sees things one way and has a story about how things worked. Another spouse has a story about how things went, and they share a story, and there's just brokenness in what has happened in the relationship, in the marriage. And before you know it, the rest of the family gets involved, doesn't it? Some family members kind of move to one side and line up to the one story that's shared. And then other family members maybe side with the other side, the other spouse. And before you know it, it's not just one broken relationship, but it's a broken family tree. Anybody relate to that? Yeah, you're shaking your head. Yep. Why don't we talk about marriage? Well, probably we don't talk about it because, boy, many marriages don't end all that successful. The divorce rate is, what, 50%? But from what I understand, that rate is coming down. Praise the Lord. It's inching down a little bit, but that is kind of high. Let's not talk about something that doesn't work out so well is the thought. Let's kind of be quiet. Then there's this, when we talk about marriage, our culture and the atmosphere in the country, honestly, is how do you even define marriage? Oh my goodness, is Pastor going to talk about that at church? Let's just not talk about it and just kind of act like it's not there. Now, this morning, what I want to acknowledge before I begin is I realize that this is a touchy issue, talking about marriage. Number one, we have people that have lost spouses, and so there's grief that's behind the background. So that's a real thing. Number two, we have people that are single that want to be married, and that's also a painful thing. And then divorce is a reality. Maybe you've gone through divorce yourself, or that dynamic that I shared to start my sermon here this morning is kind of on your heart. And it's hard to even think about the topic this morning. So why am I talking about it here this morning at church? Well, number one, Alicia's not here, so I can... number two, someone shared with me, Pastor, you've done a lot of weddings, but I've never heard you talk about marriage in the church. So why don't you do that some Sunday? So I want to do that here briefly for this time period that we have. And if you are one of those people that this is a hard subject, my heart goes out to you. My prayer is that nothing that I say today cause you further harm or pain in your life. Come and talk to me. I'm open to talk through the pain because this is a sensitive subject. I realize that. Okay, our text from Genesis chapter 2 is a really important one for the topic of marriage. It across any denomination, across any, oh my goodness, Judaism, this is kind of the go-to text for marriage. This is when God institutes marriage, right here in this moment. And the timing is really critical right off the bat. The whole Bible study could be on this little thought here. God institutes marriage, and no country, no group of laws decides this. God institutes marriage in Genesis chapter 2, not after the fall in Genesis chapter 3 when everything kind of falls apart and he's just got to say, hey, just to get along in life, be married, you know, just to get through life. That's not the story here. No, God institutes marriage in paradise, the Lutheran rite says. It's an important detail. When things are going well and things are in place. So in other words, marriage is a good, honorable estate, the rite says. Marriage is a good human arrangement. So I am a big fan of marriage. Let's just get that right out of the gates. It's a wonderful thing, a gift from God. Now let's talk about the first word that Adam uses when he sees Eve. It's in our text there. Sometimes it's indented. Do you know what the first words Adam said when he saw Eve? Wow. Sheesh.